of the Stars. Dateline Hollywood 1930, the Warner Brothers Studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artists toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warner's existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
Warner Brothers
and the Warner Sister Dot.
Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and they're gone. So now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. We're gonna make you laugh. Dot is cute and young, go yak. Wacko bats with a snatch while we'll put them right in the sacks. We're Animaniacs. Be Pinky and the Brain who wants to rule the universe. Put Slappers Spock together, Slappy whacks them with her purse. What you say is Mindy.
Good for you.
Good for me.
You got me, you big dummy!
There they are.
Get them! Ralph, you take the back. Miss Nurse, you take my breath away. No, you take the side and I'll go in the front.
In here till the coast is clear. Ooh, a magic show. This'll be fun.
Franz Schubert intended this scherzo to reflect the struggle between intellect and the creative process.
I don't think he's a magician.
Sure he is. This is just a setup.
Hey, mister, pull a rabbit out of your pants.
What are you, leaky tires?
However, Schubert was simply incapable of expressing such delicate nuance. But thanks to my genius, I will perform this great work not as the composer wrote it, but as he intended. Schubert's Intermezzo Andante Allegro, Opus 9.
We're out of here. Excuse us.
Coming through.
Make way.
Pardon us.
Gangway.
Go to go.
Pardon us.
Coming through. Uh-oh.
Hit reverse, Sibs.
Where's the Massandra?
Good.
Gangway.
Stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the Massandra?
It has begun. Take your seat.
Your mother used Pampers.
Once again, the Schubert.
Parmacorn, so mud if I do. Savvy?
Okay.
All of it. For my next number, Ludwig von Plotzberger's most compelling musical accomplishment. Regretfully, only a sophisticated ear as mine own can fully appreciate the sheer depth of this masterpiece. Complete and absolute concentration is required. Von Plotzberger's Pavan and Dirge in C minor, Opus 7 and 11.
Thank you. am now, Doc.
Good job, Ralphie. Let's have a look, huh?
Was ist das? But we are the Warner Brothers.
Was a guy named Joe from Kokomo playing that piano rag. He banged the keys with his head in his knees playing that piano rag.
He twiddled his toes and he diddled with his nose playing that piano rag.
And when the day was done, he had some fun.
Excuse me. I have to, give a return a...
Spit it out, sister.
Take this cat! It's just not working out. I thought I would like having a cat. I really did. I thought she would be good company. I need that. I just went through a horrible breakup.
Oh, man.
It's just, she's so independent. She would just sit and stare at me, you know, like she was better than me or something. You understand, don't you? I want a pet who'll come when I call and cuddle me when I've had a bad day.
Have a kid, lady.
I spent $700 trying to potty train this dog, and he still won't go on the paper, you know? My kid really wanted a dog, but this thing has eaten every pair of shoes I own, and he completely destroyed a $4,000 Pure Teak Timber Kids playset. He chewed it to bits. Oh, I hate dogs. Gosh, what a nice guy.
Who's there?
Where?
All right, bub. Who are you?
My name's Runt, but my master calls me stupid. What a nice guy. Who are you?
Name's Rita. First time in the joint?
Yep.
What you in for?
Wedding on the carpet. You?
Same as always. Being too hip for the room.
Oh.
Oh, here comes a ticket to Freenos. Make with the sad eyes.
Looking for something cute, something independent. Oh, that's it! Oh, it's adorable.
Fig.
Yeah, ain't they great? Who else would adopt a rat?
Ah, what difference does it make? Soon we'll be sleeping the big sleep.
I could use a nap.
They're gonna gas us, you buffoon! We'll be dead!
I don't think I'm that tired.
You're not a very smart cat, are you, Runt?
Nope.
at least you're honest. What's the human good for anyway?
They pet you when you're sad.
They smack you when you're bad.
When you're hungry, they definitely feed you.
Yeah, on vacation, they leave you with hardly no food. Ring a bell, dude? Exactly, my point. Human ain't what they seem to be. They don't mean that much to me. No, not much at all. When you're little and tiny, they pet your cute hiney. But then when you grow, it's a simple no-show. It's shoo-shoo off this, and don't you dare scratch on that. If they call you at all, it's always dumb cat. Humans ain't what they seem to be. They don't mean that much to me. No, not much at all. But when it's all dark and quiet, I try hard to fight it. But I dream of home that I won't have to roam. Someone to feed me and put me to bed, and scratch me just so on top of my head. But I ain't gonna love them, not gonna answer that call. 'Cause humans don't mean that much to me. No, not much at all. Who knew? Hey, it's been nice making your acquaintance.
If I made it, I'm glad it was nice.
Hey, if you ever need anything, just whistle. Me and my overused cliches. Let's assume the apparent. You want me to bust you out, and if I don't, it'll play on my conscience like an out-of-tune accordion. Okay. But once I spring you, you're on your own. I don't know you, you don't know me, deal? Woof! Woof? You're a dog!
So are you. You're a good dog, Reed, a really good dog.
I am a cat.
A cat? A cat? Where? Where's a cat? Where's the furry feline? I'll chug it to bits.
Oh, never mind. Let's ant scream.
Break it up. Troublemakers, huh? Looks like I'll have to separate you two. I hate government jobs.
Hey, Lassie. You can stop now. Dogs. That was a pretty chivalrous thing you did back there.
Really? Gee, I'm sorry.
Listen, what do you say we pal around together for a while? You know, at least till we find a home.
That would be terrific.
But when we each find a home, I don't know you, you don't know me. Deal?
I don't have any cards.
Hit the road, Einstein.
Hey, Rita, look at all the trees, would you, huh?
What have I started?
Do other dogs know all about these trees? Do they? I mean, this is incredible. Dude, smell this one, Rita. This one smells like cheese. Definitely a cheese tree.
Thank you. Bye.